In today's software marketplace, it's not enough to have great code and a great app. You've got to be able to reach your audience and explain to them what's the problem they've got that you are going to solve with your code. Team Flash Food is going to talk to an ad agency and get an idea about how they can get their message across quick and sharp.
Hi, my name's Park Howell. I'm president and founder of Park & Company. So what we've been trying to help them do is get the story pulled together in a simpler PowerPoint presentation and make sure that the brand that they use for Flash Food is consistent and very simple across the board.
So is the plan you're going to go through it one more time like we did before? Do another dry run?
If that was what we were thinking we'd
sure.
do, or
why don't you dive into it, go through, and then we'll come back and do the critique okay. again as we go.
So if a Flash Food, or if a food manager, a catering manager, hotel manager,
naturally the event manager makes extra food. However, some people are late, some people
don't
show up.
Through your computer, your tablet, and our through your smartphone.
Do our streamlining of perishable food donation collections. Global
and now Flash Food is changing the way that we handle our leftover food. And helping us to fight hunger and reduce food waste. Thank you for your support of Flash Food.
I mean, your idea is so simple and elegant. Keep it that way as you're talking about it.
Okay.
We've got food. We've got hungry folks. We've got our application. Restaurant contacts us. They get word of it. They pick it up. They deliver it to a food center to get it to them. It's really simple.
Number one, I think it's a brilliant idea. I think they've done a really nice job of getting their heads around the actual activation of the Flash Food concept. But like all professionals, and especially young professionals, they just need to work on their presentation abilities of telling the story in a concise manner and simplifying it. Make it really mean something to the judges so that they're presenting to the worldview that judge may have about their product versus just talking in generalities about the products.
Okay, should we talk through the comments that we got? Is that the most productive thing to do right now? It seems like a lot of the feedback that we get in general, I mean, Philly especially loves to do this, but from a lot of the different people that we've had listen to our presentation, is sort of modularizing things. So I don't want to say that we need to restructure what we're doing, but we need to figure out ways to take what we have and make sure that, you know, we don't just throw in a random slide and then not change what we're saying or how the flow of the presentation is going.
Well, my comment on the beginning is I didn't know if it got redundant with Eric, you walking it through the first three, setting up the problem, the food waste, the app, and then the kids who need it. And then I walked through it again.
Steven's slide. He had that super confusing slide.
Because the thing is, like, it is... Web services are complicated.
And if you're going to make a slide that has technical architecture on it, I think it's okay if the technical architecture is kind of complex.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it is a software design competition.
Yeah.
The trick is coming up with an easy way to an easy set of analogies or easy or an easy you know stream. Well, no.
Next time on The Quest. Team Flash Food prepares to travel to Sydney, Australia and the worldwide finals, where they'll get their first look at what it means to compete on the global stage.